Jeremy was born with a twisted body and a slow mind. At the age of 12, he was still in second grade, seemingly unable to learn. His teacher, Doris Miller, often became exasperated with him. He would squirm in his seat, drool, and make grunting noises. At other times, he spoke clearly and distinctly, as if a spot of light had penetrated the darkness of his brain. Most of the time, however, Jeremy irritated his teacher. One day, she called his parents to come to St. Teresa's for a consultation. As the Foresters sat quietly in the empty classroom, Doris said,
"Jeremy really belongs in a special school. It isn't fair to him to be with younger children who don't have learning problems. Why, there's a 5-year gap between his age and that of the other students."
Mrs. Forrester cried softly into a tissue while her husband spoke.
"Miss Miller, there is no school of that kind nearby. It would be a terrible shock for Jeremy if we had to take him out of this school. We really know he likes it here."
Doris sat for a long time after they left, staring at the snow outside the window. Its coldness seemed to seep into her soul. She wanted to sympathize with the Foresters. After all, their only child had a terminal illness. But it wasn't fair to keep him in her class. She had 18 other youngsters to teach, and Jeremy was a distraction. Furthermore, he would never learn to read and write. Why waste any more time trying? As she pondered the situation, guilt washed over her.
"Oh, Lord, here I am complaining when my problems are nothing compared to that poor family. Please help me be more patient with Jeremy."
From that day on, she tried hard to ignore Jeremy's noises and his blank stares. Then, one day, he limped to her desk, dragging his bad leg behind him.
"I love you, Miss Miller."
He said it loud enough for the whole class to hear.
"Why, well, that's very nice, Jeremy. Now please take your seat."
Spring came, and the children talked excitedly about the coming of Easter. Doris told them the story of Jesus, and then to emphasize the idea of new life springing forth, she gave each of the children a large plastic egg.
"Now, I want you to take this home and bring it back tomorrow with something inside that shows new life. Do you understand?"
The children responded enthusiastically, all except for Jeremy. He just listened intently. His eyes never left her face. He did not even make his usual noises. Had he understood what she had said about Jesus' death and resurrection? Did he understand the assignment? Perhaps she should call his parents and explain the project to them. Well, that evening, Doris's kitchen sink stopped up. She called the landlord and waited an hour for him to come by and unclog it. After that, she still had to shop for groceries, iron a blouse, prepare a vocabulary test for the next day. She completely forgot about phoning Jeremy's parents. The next morning, 19 children came to school, laughing and talking as they placed their eggs in the large wicker basket on Miss Miller's desk. After they completed their math lesson, it was time to open the eggs. In the first egg, Doris found a flower.
"Oh, yes, a flower is certainly a sign of new life. When plants peek through the ground, we know that spring is here."
A small girl in the first row waved her arm.
"Miss Miller, that one's mine."
The next egg contained a plastic butterfly, which looked very real. Doris held it up and said,
"We all know that a caterpillar changes and grows into a beautiful butterfly. So yes, that is new life too."
Next, Doris found a rock with moss on it. She explained that moss, too, showed life. Billy spoke up from the back of the classroom and said that his dad had helped him. Then Doris opened the fourth egg, and she gasped. The egg was empty. Surely it must be Jeremy's. And, of course, he did not understand her instructions. If only she had not forgotten to phone his parents. Because she did not want to embarrass him, she quietly set the egg aside and reached for another. Suddenly, Jeremy spoke up.
"Miss Miller, aren't you going to talk about my egg?"
"But Jeremy, your egg is empty."
He looked into her eyes and said softly,
"Yes, but Jesus's tomb was empty too."
Time stopped. When she could speak again, she said to Jeremy.
Do you know why the tomb was empty?
Oh, yes. Jesus was killed and put in there. Then his father raised him up.
The recess bell rang. While the children excitedly ran out to the schoolyard, Doris cried. The cold inside her melted completely away. 3 months later, Jeremy passed away. Those who came and paid their respects at the funeral home were surprised to see 19 eggs on top of his casket, all of them empty.